All right, here we go, everybody. Episode number 13. T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman rescues 12 young women from a prostitution ring on the west side of Chicago. This particular story is a different type of story because it really did not involve any type of gun violence or anything like that. But I received a call from a police sergeant who told me that her granddaughter had been taken away from the house with some guys that were pimps. So what happened, she provided me her granddaughter's name, a description of her granddaughter, pictures and all that kind of good stuff. And she told me that I may be able to find her somewhere like on the south side of Chicago. But this particular story led us to the west side of Chicago. So this is what happened. So after she provided me the name of the granddaughter and how she looked, I took that information to the streets and talked to some of my, you know, affiliates on the streets. And they told me that the young girl had been taken to the west side of Chicago by two pimps. All right. Now, these are some of the pimps out here that are what you call the gym shoe pimps. These are not the pimps that are dressed in a lot of the pimp type of clothing and everything. These were some of the young guys out there just doing what they thought was best for them to do. So we got a location. There was a hotel on Cicero and Roosevelt. I will not name the hotel because of all the, you know, copyright information out here. You have to be careful when you name names and all that kind of good stuff. So one thing led to another. So we put a stakeout on the hotel, and we noticed a few guys were going up knocking on a particular door to, to have sex with some of the young ladies. We saw about three tricks. They called, these are the guys that pay for the sex and all that kind of stuff. And I guess the pimps were waiting outside in the car in the parking lot, you know, right there at the hotel. So after a little while it passed, we decided to get out. A couple of my buddies, they actually were on a stakeout with me, and I want to give them credit where it's due as well, because it's not just about T.O. Hardiman. So we knocked on the door where the young lady was in the room, because we noticed a young lady look out the window, and she looked like the lady's granddaughter. So we knocked on the door and tried to, you know, act as if we were interested in maybe buying some, paying for some sex or whatever, but that's not the reason we were there. We just wanted to get access to inside the room. So once the door was open, the young ladies opened the door, said, come on in, what you want to do? I say, we don't want to do anything. Basically, we're here to get you out of this situation. And we ran into the lady's granddaughter. She was right there. She had a blonde wig on, some high-heeled shoes. She was only 14 years old, and there were four other women in the room with her. And the guys that were trying to buy the sex, the tricks, they started running down the stairs of the hotel. And I guess the gym shoe pimps, they came upstairs to see what was going on. And we basically had to stand our ground and rescue the four women from that particular room. And then what happens, the young ladies told me that there were four or five other women in the next room, two doors over. So we knocked on that door, and there were about another like eight women in that particular room waiting to, serve us, you know, sexual acts and all that kind of stuff. And it was kind of crazy because altogether there were 12 young women that God allowed us to rescue from a prostitution ring on the west side of Chicago. And once the gym shoe pimps saw that we were serious, they got in their cars and they drove off. It was kind of chaotic and crazy to a degree, but we got a chance to return the women back to their families. A few of the young women, I'm talking about black women, white women, and some Puerto Rican women. So it's not about race. It was about rescuing these women. We were over there to rescue one young girl, and God gave us the opportunity to rescue 12 women from a prostitution ring. And I tell you, it's amazing some of the work that's taking place out here. And once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to T.O. Mr. Hardiman, Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman stories here, true violence and eruption stories. And I cannot tell you what happened to the gym shoe pimps today. I know the guys, the tricks, they ran down the hall and everything. They disappeared. But the women were safely returned back to their families. And the police sergeant really thanked us for rescuing her granddaughter. So thank you very much. I would like for everybody to subscribe to my YouTube channel here, T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman. Visit my website, violenceinterrupters.org. Peace and blessings to the entire world.